in place democratic process of having workers decide through a secret ballot of whether they want to be represented by a union. And mostly Democrats in Congress have been pushing what they call the Employee Free Choice Act, which is very poorly named. Senator?
Well, my position on this is that we should stick with the secret ballot for employees. The card check takes away the secret ballot, which frees the employee from intimidation from his fellow employees, as well as intimidation from management. And so I think we need to do what we can to protect a secret ballot for the employees of the state of, that are employed in the state of Colorado.
Where does this stand in the Senate now?
It's not going to go anywhere this year. It was in the subcommittee. It was on a subcommittee in which I served there with the Health and Labor and Pension Subcommittee, and I don't see it going anywhere this year.
However, since you won't be there next year, a Democrat majority in the Senate and a Democrat president in the White House?
It increases the likelihood of that becoming law considerably.
All right. Ross, any else?
Well, and I guess another point is it's currently dealt with by the National Labor Relations Board, and under a Republican administration, they're going to have a little different tack than a possible Democrat administration would. So, I mean, don't you think it's trying to solve a problem that's not there?
Well, I think that's right. I mean, I think that employees having a secret ballot is a right that we want to maintain for them, and to try and create some kind of an issue out there that says we've got a problem with that, I think is irresponsible. I think actually the best thing that works in a democracy is a secret ballot, and we need to realize that.
Yeah, the problem, as big labor sees it, as I'm sure you know, Ross, is that they've been losing membership year after year after year for decades, and this, they believe, will help them increase unionization.
Right, right. Since they've lost the numbers in the private sector, they continue to gain in the government sector, and hoping to even that out.
It's down to about 8% of private sector workers now belong to labor unions.
Right.
Ross, thanks for your phone call. 713-858.